This is All I Want to Do is Talk About Madonna. Album 3, Side 2, Track 3.
La Isla Bonita.
A classic.
A classic.
A classic.
This is one of my favorite Madonna songs, I would say. Like, I mean, it's a song that whenever it comes on, I'm happy to hear it. I love the extended version that starts with her beautiful background vocal, yes, so gorgeous. And then the drums come in. That's just so beautiful.
Spanish lullaby.
Nice, nice. Mark Snyder on vocals.
This is a gorgeous poem.
It is.
And another environment song.
Yes, yes. And is it the first song where she taps into a Spanish world?
Yes.
Yeah. And speak Spanish.
And
in the
speak
song.
Spanish. And there's, you know, flamenco. There's guitars in it. Bruce Gaddich, who wrote the song with Pat Leonard and Madonna, is credited. He's the guitar player on the whole record.
Apparently, this was a song that was offered to Michael Jackson, though not with these lyrics. The song itself, and he passed. And then she was like, "Oh, we can make this into something." And she wrote lyrics, I guess, based on a trip she had had to.
To San Pedro.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love this song, and we talk a lot about Madonna and yearning. This is like the yearningest Madonna ever gets is this song and the love in it. And it also has my other favorite bridge on it. I want to
so
be where
good.
The sun warms the sky, where it's time for sea. I mean, that is. It's pretty up there for me and
I
all.
Agree.
It taps into this part of her vocals, and she, I don't know, it has this fantasy quality. So much of this record is about indulging your fantasies and trying things that you've always wanted to do, or, you know, you get to be a mole in a James Cagney movie, and one thing you get to, you know, let your hair hang down and dance. And this is another one where she's playing, she seems like she's sitting on a bed somewhere in Hollywood on a hot day writing about a better place she could be.
The song itself, I think, taps into something too about a place that you've had to leave for whatever reason. And in a way, I can't speak from this because I'm not an immigrant myself, but that there's something of an immigrant story in this song, or like finding home somewhere else, or yearning for a place you can't be anymore. This song grew on me over the years through her live performances.
Yeah.
Especially.
She loves playing it live.
Yeah. I mean, especially after. I think Drowned World is where the song really opened up, like where she just let it, you know, she used the song for a long time as a way into a more acoustic rhythm part of the show where there was more dancing and less of her, you know, and lots of featuring of her dancers, but also her really just enjoying the music, because the music in the song is so beautiful and layered and clear and
well, it crosses a lot of boundaries
too.
This song is the least poppiest and least 80s poppy of the record. And so it's been able to be a building block to other sides of her music. I mean, there are threads from this song to future Madonna things all over. I mean, Spanish Eyes on Like a Prayer is a direct sister to this song.
Sure, and Who's That Girl as well.
Yeah. The video. Which, actually, I saw the video before I heard the song. When I was a kid, I saw this video. This is one of those videos that could also be played other places besides MTV. I think I saw it on a Nickelodeon video show around this time. This and Suzanne Vega's song Luca. I saw the video for that and this on one of those video, like kid videos, because it is a pretty safe song in terms of that. It's two Madonnas. It's
two Madonnas.
Dual Madonnas.
It's also a Mary Lambert video.
Yes. She's back in the saddle.
Yeah, so
her hair has grown out.
Her hair is somewhat grown out. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And there's something very sexy about that, and yes, earth mothery about her in the slip praying in the room, and then being kind of the flamenco dancer coiffed and in that red dress.
Yes.
Surrounded by the people in, down in the street.
Yeah, it's so strange. It's a strange video.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an idealized version of what she wants to be. I think she wants to be both solitary and introspective and an artist, and then out in the crowd with the people. She's not like that very much after this, where she's just hanging out with people. I mean, even in the, in like the secret video, she's down in the street, but she's strutting down the street without really engaging with the people around her. And here she's like, you know, she's playing with the guitar player's hair, and she's doing all kinds of stuff as she
as if she lives in this barrio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the two Madonnas are, you know, they're also, so it's this and Open Your Heart where we see the two Madonnas, both with dark hair at some point.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about my dreams, my Madonna dreams? No, I guess not. I haven't had one in a while, but I have two different kinds of Madonna dreams. There are some dreams where she has blonde hair and some dreams where she has dark hair. When she has blonde hair, Madonna's unattainable. She's always far away from me, and I'm reaching for her. When she has dark hair, we like do things like ride a Ferris wheel together or swing on a swing together. So there's something about that too that's like...
I love that no one ever goes grocery shopping with their Madonna in their dreams. She does nothing normal. Like, I just remember in the next best thing, she's in the grocery store pushing a cart, and I'm like, this is weird.
That was probably the scene she needed the most training for.
What celery, Rupert?
She's like, how does it work? You go into the store? What?
But no, I get that though, because there's been a lot of conversations about like the color of her hair and what does it mean, because when she's kind of rootsy and trying to get back to some kind of
authenticity.
She has darker hair. I mean, she has that wig she's been wearing during the Madame X stuff too, where she's been like, you know, I'm you know, getting back to basics.
Yeah, except it doesn't
work now.
No.
A wig doesn't, and neither did really the hair during the American Life, when she had black hair during the American Life cycle. No. There was a lot of that. I mean, this
Like a Prayer, it worked.
Like a Prayer, it so worked. But even that, I mean, this version seems like the most like the original Madonna.
Absolutely.
In the high school picture that everyone always
circulated. Totally, totally. No, she looks the most real when she's especially in the room. By herself, right? Yeah. But hey, do you think that there's any cynicism or anybody in the Warner Brothers world who was like, I think you can be really big in Latin America. You should do something with the Spanish flair.
I don't know. I mean, perhaps she did do a world tour after this. She didn't just do the States. And I think that Warner Brothers definitely probably had conversations with, like, we're going to send you out on an arena, a stadium tour. Your song on the new album, your new material needs to be that big. I don't know. I hope not. I want to believe that this is an authentic.
Yeah, I tend to think at least for this song is authentic.
Yeah.
I'm not as sure about Who's That Girl, but.
This feels pretty authentic.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. I'm glad we checked in about that.
I think we need to take a vacation and go somewhere where the tropical islands breeze.
I do too. Well,
and go wild and free.
And we'll be like, where's the party?
No, I've been to some tropical islands and they close at 9 because everyone gets up and goes to church before they go to work.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm old. I go to bed at 9.
Yeah, I know. We'll see you next time.